This is The Writing Life with Ann Croker, providing you with resources and inspiration to be more curious, creative, and productive. It is so hard to write when there's just no energy for it. Now, I'm not talking about lack of energy because you didn't get enough sleep or because you haven't had your second cup of coffee yet. I mean, it's hard to write when there's no enthusiasm for the project, when there's no excitement for it. It's hard to write when you're missing that feeling of eager anticipation for digging in, when you're lacking curiosity at what the finished product will be. I'm not saying you won't have to work. Even writing you feel energy for can be hard sometimes, but those times that a project is challenging, I hope the reader still senses energy for it. One reason writers secure a writing coach is because they're lacking energy and they're trying to figure out why their writing lives or their writing projects are feeling kind of stuck and sluggish. They're wondering where the energy is and how to find it. After all, we probably felt tremendous energy as young writers, and that's what got a lot of us into the writing life in the first place. If that's missing, it's scary and sad. So when I work with writers as their coach, I ask questions. I listen. And one of the things I'm listening for is energy. Sometimes we'll be talking and something comes up and we both hear it. It's obvious because suddenly she's talking about how exciting something is. Other times a writer feels discouraged and she feels she's lost energy altogether and forever, but I can hear it. It might just be a tiny spark of energy, so tiny the writer herself may not even realize it's there, but I can hear it. I'll detect the slightest variation, a little tiny uptick in her voice when we're discussing something, and I'll follow up and I'll ask about that and I'll explore it with her. Sometimes I can sense energy on the page too. I'll be reading a draft that somebody's working on, and when I get to know a writer, I can tell by the tone of the piece where the energy is and where it kind of ran out. So when we're discussing their projects, I'll ask questions to explore further what it is about it that's exciting them and what makes them want to dig in, and what is it about another part of it that's causing them to drag their feet or feel kind of bored? I'm trying to help them find and follow the energy. Sometimes I'll have to tap into a kind of energy myself to fulfill an assignment that's on deadline. And I do that faithfully, pouring my full attention and care into it to produce the best possible work. That's a kind of energy driven by a desire to serve my client and the future readers. It's an important energy that we have to tap into sometimes. But overall, I love it when we can find and follow the kind of energy that kind of wells up from within. That welling up energy, that's the kind of energy I want to steer towards as often as possible and invest the most in. When we're operating in that energy zone, we get the most results and the most satisfaction. So seek out as many energizing opportunities as possible. Maybe you stumble into a new genre and you find that you shine in it and the writing comes naturally and you're energized as you work. Maybe you find a like-minded publication where the editors and readers forge a strong connection with you. There's energy in that, a kind of confirmation that you're where you need to be. Here are some signs that something has energy associated with it. Is it hard for you to pull yourself away from the work? Do you find yourself thinking about it when you're falling asleep and you have to come up with more ideas and scribble them on a notepad in the dark? Do you find it hard to stop talking to others about your project with an excited voice? Is it easier to do something you wouldn't normally do in order to finish the work? For example, do you find yourself getting up earlier than you normally would because you just can't wait to get going? Do you feel like more ideas are spinning off of this one where you could do even more with it? Are you going to be sad when the work is done, even though you're excited and proud of the finished product? Or maybe you found a way of writing and the style is reflecting your true voice more accurately. That'll give you energy. Is it easier to write this than anything else? If so, there is surely energy in that. So we're looking for an idea of how you feel inside in relation to the work. But another way to look for energy is in response to your writing. It's a little harder to tell, but did your editor seem thrilled, even if you had to go back and make some changes? Were your readers reacting more on social media through likes, shares, interactions? Did people contact you by email to talk with you more about it? You can't climb inside someone's head to see or feel their energy, but those are a few indicators you may have found a sweet spot for your writing life. And now let's briefly think about some of your writing goals. Maybe you want to submit to a literary journal an essay that you recently wrote, or you want to finish a poem you've been working on for a long time. Or maybe you're thinking you'll pitch an article to a business magazine, or start a blog, or start your blog back up if it's been dormant. Maybe you want to launch a big project like a book, or you want to join November's NaNoWriMo. Now, what's behind those goals? Are they obligatory in some way? I mean, have you set some goals because you feel like it's the next right step for a writer at your stage? Or did you gravitate to them because of the energy? Where are we feeling energy? Figure that out and follow it. Where are we seeing results? And where are readers responding to our work? Find that and follow it. What goals truly energize you when you look ahead at your writing life? Set those targets, because if we follow that energy, we're on our way to a satisfying writing life. Find and follow the energy. Thank you for listening. I mean, really, really thank you. When it comes to energy in my life, you need to know that I get energy from connecting with listeners like you. In fact, I would really love to hear more about your writing challenges. Would you pop over to my Facebook page? It's annecroker.writingcoach. When you get there, look for the image that talks about finding and following the energy. And would you drop me a note there about your own energy or lack thereof? I'd love to get to know what energizes you and what drains you, and I'd look forward to hearing from you. In the meantime, I'll be on the lookout for ideas to share that help us be more curious, creative, productive, and energized.